genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
That train, have cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that
the compromising of this alleged investigation into Russian meddling by Donald Trump continues. There comes a point that is pretty close to absurd. We've now found that there are even more people on Bob Mueller's team. One was dismissed, as you know, Peter Strzok, thrown off the team for anti-Trump messaging back and forth with his mistress, an FBI and attorney herself, praising Hillary Clinton, criticizing and mocking Donald Trump. By the way, those emails and those texts now going to be available. Mueller begrudgingly going to give them to the House of Representatives. We damn well better see them ourselves because we want the truth out here. We're sick and tired of this game. And so I say it, we damn well need to see those texts and comments, but it gets worse now. Andrew Weissman, another one of his lieutenants, Bob Mueller's lieutenants on this so-called investigation, gushed at Sally Yates when she refused to enforce Trump's travel ban, the one that was enforced and upheld again this week by the United States Supreme Court 7-2. I am so proud and in awe. Thank you so much. In my deepest respects, gushed Weissman. That was in an email obtained by Judicial Watch in a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Yates became the darling of the anti-Trump, never-Trump movement when she refused to implement Trump's executive order on a travel ban. Weissman, not the only official to breathlessly praise Yates, however, who would eventually be fired for her refusal to obey the president, which she should have been. It was a lawful order because the president can ban any immigrants or any class of immigrants. That is part of his purview, part of his power. U.S. Attorney for Maine, Thomas Delahanty, said, "You are my hero. Thank you, A.G. Yates. I've been in civil appellate for 30 years and have never seen an administration with such contempt for democratic values and the rule of law," wrote DOJ Civil Division Appellate Attorney Jeffrey Clare. "The problem is, Jeff, you're wrong. You apparently have never actually read the Constitution." Because this is what Jeff goes on to say. "The president's order is an unconstitutional embarrassment." Really? Because I am quite sure the president can block any immigrant or any class of immigrants, any alien, any class of aliens as part of his purview as president of the United States. You can read, right, Jeff? You got through law school. How do these clowns get through? Do they just take, you know, with a little bit of mist in their eyes and just nod their head and drool a bit and say, "Yes, professor, whatever you say," and never question and never read and never research on their own, because that's the way it appears. Weissman's email, the latest serious blow to the credibility of the Mueller probe, which even the Wall Street Journal, the flagship of Never Trumpers, coming to the realization that Mueller's so-called investigation has basically no credibility anymore, and it's getting worse. Of course, that all began to unravel when the truth about Peter Strzok's dismissal was finally learned by the public. He had been dismissed this summer, but the truth only finally coming out in the last few days. Strzok connected to everything. He changed the language in James Comey's bizarre comments of July the 5th, exonerating Hillary Clinton. He changed the description of her behavior from grossly negligent to extremely careless. That's the difference between a crime and walking free. But there's more to come on all of this, I assure you. Because the anti-Trump partisans are out there. They don't give up easily. If you thought that the swamp would drain easily, you were mistaken. If you thought that Donald Trump could just swagger in and bark a few orders and the place would be cleaned up, you were wrong. And on some days, it seems that Donald Trump adds to the mess. And whether you agree with that or not, I don't care. He does add to the mess some days. because he does things that are needless and pointless and stirs up the bee's nest when there's no need. Because he could be exterminating the rats that live beneath the floor, and instead he's stirring up bees with tweets that are unnecessary many times. If he would stick to his guns and focus on the jobs at hand instead of stirring up controversy, he'd be well served. Less is more, many times. But in this case, the credibility of the whole investigation is in question. But, you know, it's interesting that this week, after the remarkable, earth-shattering revelations about Peter Strzok, it didn't get a single mention on CBS This Morning or on the Today Show on NBC. They failed to mention it at all when reporting on the agent's removal. And the CBS Evening News, well, they didn't mention the special counsel at all. ABC News, the only one of the big three to report the new details of Strzok's past. ABC News has also confirmed from a source that Strzok played a key role in how then-FBI Director James Comey announced the results of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Thankfully, David Muir was able to tell part of the truth. And amazingly, Muir actually went on to explain what Strzok did to lessen the political and legal blow to Clinton, recommending that Comey describe Clinton's actions as quite extremely careless rather than grossly negligent. The significance of that, it's a felony to mishandle classified information in a grossly negligent way. That's the way the law reads. So good for David Muir, who, by the way, I believe ABC is number one in the ratings, so maybe there's hope yet. Maybe there is hope yet. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. More coming from Chuck Ross at the Daily Caller. More damning information about Strzok, the FBI agent who was fired. He was involved in interviewing Hillary Clinton. He was involved in interviewing General Flynn. He was involved in giving a free pass to Cheryl Mills and Uma Abedin. Strzok is everywhere. At least ABC reported it. We're getting somewhere, my friends, because the truth can only mean at some point it breaks through. 52 after.